with the same pain that you may have experienced. So I challenge you, as a man born of the Spirit of God, to draw a line in the sand and to be a vessel of honor that restores the former desolations of generations.
Mm. What a word. That's the word for the hour, Gerard, and I just really, really appreciate your holy boldness in declaring it. Now, you've got another chapter called A Letter to My Sisters, which is the way that men in the African-American community refer to the ladies. Sisters, please, on behalf, now I want to read this directly because I thought it was so good. On behalf of every brother who has lied to you, on behalf of every brother who has deceived you, on behalf of every brother who has abused you physically, mentally, and spiritually, I personally feel compelled to apologize for the lies, the deceptions, the cheating, and abuse that you have all collectively endured. Wow. That's pretty pretty strong, my friend. But I think you've gone for the jugular here. And what do you say to ladies then? They're in a situation where promiscuity has become, in many sense, almost a badge of honor among the men, and having babies is a badge of honor among the young ladies.
Right.
What do you do? How do you break this loose? Speak to the young ladies, will you?
Well, once again, you can't deny the pain. I mean, you can try, obviously, to cope, but you can't deny the pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know the burden. You know the demand. You know the weariness. You know the loneliness. You know the frustration that comes with trying to do it all on your own. And you know you see yourself, and deep in your heart, you believe you're much better than that. But you haven't seen, in many cases, a model and example where that could be real for you. So what I'm here to say to my sisters out there is that is God's heart toward you. My challenge to you, and if you go deeper into that letter after the apology, which is very sincere and very heartfelt, I do ask that you forgive us for not treating you as a pearl of great price. That's how God sees you. And so I do ask you for forgiveness for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have to challenge you to come into a reality of who you are in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says that you're far more precious than rubies. And that the man who has his heart for you, whether he's black, white, red, yellow, green, it doesn't matter what he, quite frankly. But he has to communicate and convey God's heart for you in the physical realm. And God wants to prepare you to receive and experience that level of love. That's what he wants to do. But it starts with your relationship with him first.
Mm. Right on, my friend. And perhaps we can conclude with this statement also from your book in the letter to my sisters. Please forgive us, that is us men, for becoming paralyzed in puberty and not growing into the men who God expects us to be. We've only played at the idea of love to get sex. Very, very powerful. And brother, you are seeking to live out the call to righteousness and relationship both with your own wife and with the Lord. And I just bless you for what you have done here in bringing this very simple message to the church, to the body of Christ, and even in particular to the black community. Friends, God loves us all. And he is not a respecter of persons. He's not a respecter of color. He calls us to be one in Christ. And he calls us to honor one another. In honor, prefer one another. And that means, husbands, we've got to begin by loving our wives as Christ loved the church. God calls it a great mystery. The mystery of the relationship between Christ and his church. There's no more room for adulterizing. No more room for down under behavior, no room for fornication, and no room for practicing homosexuality or pornography. It's time for purity. Thanks for joining us. Get a copy of this wonderful book, Seductive Delusions, Exposing Lies About Sex. Your gift of $13 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. Get on our website, saveus.org, and become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 708-79, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. You've
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Chrismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster, and I see Bob is just calling in now, so we'll look forward to having him on the line as we begin to talk about what's really going on in the United States. Because remember, the media is controlled by the military industrial media complex, and they largely shape our minds, form our taste, and create our reality. And it's about time people understood that if you watch television on a regular basis, if you watch the things that are going on. We had an incident over the weekend, a tragic shooting there in Arizona, and immediately all of the major media pundits are talking about what was really responsible for the tragedy was toxic talk. Toxic talk. That was what killed the federal judge. That's what wounded the congresswoman. It was toxic talk. And Sarah Palin is responsible for toxic talk. And of course, obviously, this man was Tea Party. Well, it turned out he was a radical leftist. He read the Communist Manifesto. He read the Mein Kampf, all these things. But there's probably much more to this than we know. We know, for instance, that the underwear bomber, there was somebody was his handler. People actually witnessed the underwear bomber getting onto the airplane there over in Amsterdam, and there was a gentleman with him. The underwear bomber didn't have a passport. He didn't have a visa, and yet somehow he got on the plane. Why would they let somebody without a passport and a visa on the plane? And of course, he's supposed to light the fuse to set off the explosives in his underwear, only you can't set them off with a lighted fuse. I guess those people who build these underwear bombs really don't understand how you set off plastic explosives. I guess they don't know you need a blasting cap, or either that, or maybe they're actually simply agent provocateurs. And this whole thing was coordinated so that we could get the scanners, because the scanners were already in the warehouses ready to be installed. We just needed an incident, and the underwear bomber provided the incident. And could it be, could it possibly be, that so much of what we see and hear and read today is designed to control our reality? Well, with us is Bob Chapman, and I think he'll agree. He's been around even longer than I have, well over 50 years. And certainly, Bob, do you think that there's a military-industrial media complex that creates our reality and forms our ideas?
Well, when I was young, there was a fellow named Dwight D. Eisenhower who said there was.
Right.
And he is a pretty good guy, so I guess there was.
I think there is. It really should be so obvious that we're constantly being manipulated, our emotions are being manipulated, and most of these tragedies are staged. We know the background of the murder of Martin Luther King now. We know that Saran did not shoot Bobby Kennedy because he was standing in front, and Bobby was shot from behind from about an inch behind his ear, and how could a fellow standing in front with a bullet that with a gun that had only 8 bullets in it fire 13 shots and shoot Bobby Kennedy behind the ear? Well, there's lots of unanswered questions, and we won't get into that tonight. Right now, we want to talk about what's going on financially. And ladies and gentlemen, our country is in real trouble. Because our leaders are doing everything wrong. They're trying to give you the idea that they're trying to correct the situation. They come up with a new program every few months to save homes. And you know, they never work. Have you noticed that? And over, well, almost 6 million people, 6 million empty homes in America today, an awful lot of them foreclosed. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, there's been so many incidents like that. And, you know, you say to yourself, how ridiculous and why do we have such occurrences and that defy reality? And it's because the people who are pulling these things, so to speak, they're inept. They do the dumbest things. And that's how all these questions come up. And that's why anybody in their right mind today takes a hard look at anything and says, well, you know, how did that happen and who did that to whom and was it really them? And that's how you get conspiracy theories. And if you look back in history, most of the conspiracy theories were in fact conspiracies and not theories. But the media, again, likes to charge those of us who question history as to why. And they don't want us to do that because they want to continue to run governments from behind the scenes, to shape people's thoughts, to make people do what they want them to do. And so they'll continue because, at least in the case of America, the people just don't seem to get it. I suppose it's true with all countries, but you know, we've had more than our share recently of things. You know, you hear about events in history elsewhere that was that were as dumb as some of the things that have happened to us. And you know, what do you do? You continue to probe. But the public doesn't want to do that. They say, well, somebody else will take care of that. Or it'll get better, or whatever. And that doesn't happen. And that's why there's revolutions. Because people have no outlet. People who think don't have the outlet that's necessary to follow the law. And that's happening in America today.
Well, because most of the revolutions have been manipulated. Those, certainly the anti-war riots during the Vietnam War were coordinated by the communists, who were funded by the military-industrial complex that was launching the war. So they were really manipulating both sides. What we need are independent people to think independently.
And we do have them.
Well, this has got Dr. Stan, I guess Bob Chapman, the International Forecaster, and we were just talking about the necessity of independent thinkers. Bob Chapman said, we do have some, and I think there's a growing awareness out there. Bob does about 25 hours or more a week on various radio programs, 2 hours with us, but he's reaching people not only all across America, but all across the world. He did an interview with Radio Iran today. Was that Radio Iran, or was that just a reporter over there in Iran?
This was their major newspaper, and he told me the name of it, but, you know, I don't speak Farsi.
Right, okay.
So even though he spoke English very well. But anyway, we had a short interview, and he was quite happy to interview, and I said, gee, how did you find me? And he said, oh, we've been watching you for years. We get your publication, and we like it very much. And I didn't think to ask him, well, how did you get it? and it's the same old story, you know. If they like it, they find a way to get it.
Sure. Well,
go ahead.
Okay, you go right ahead. Well, basically, let's talk a little bit about Europe. You know, we're told, well, things seem to be looking a little bit better in Europe. After all, now the Irish situation is taken care of. They've borrowed a lot of money to bail out the banks over there. And certainly, there's almost a $1 trillion fund and about $600 billion or so will go to bail out Greece. And so things are pretty good, but are they really pretty good over there? I mean, what about Belgium? What about the Eastern European countries, Hungary and Latvia and Lithuania and Romania? And certainly, what about Spain and Portugal and Italy? Aren't they simply time bombs ready to go off?
Well, you hate to put it in this perspective, but for Eastern Europe, there's no hope. Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Hungary, Bulgaria, Romania, maybe even Poland, the Ukraine for sure. Belarus is kept alive by Russia. And so they've got tremendous problems. Their governments still are not run properly, and they got themselves deeply in trouble, particularly in real estate. And I get a lot of letters from that part of the world. And they say, well, gee, what do I do? And should I switch my loan from Swiss francs to Zloty? Now, that's the Polish currency. And I say, yes, do that. Well, they're going to charge me 64,000 florins to do it. I said, do it because it's a cheap price, because the Swiss franc is going to continue to go up in value against most currencies. So you don't want a loan in that currency. You want it in Zloty or florins or whatever. And so that's what's going on there. They're indecisive. But a lot of subscribers for that part of the world. But anyway, maybe that's why Iran and Greece and these other countries call me.
Well, I think people are frightened, Bob. People, you know, they certainly think their security is in money and tangible things, and it's nice to be able to preserve a certain amount of wealth so that you can live comfortably. But people are frightened. They can see that they may very well end up losing everything, certainly when currencies all around the world are failing and basically, it's only a matter of time before most of them collapse. Why, if most people are going to be wiped out before this is over? There are 10,000 Americans are going on to Social Security and Medicare every single day. 10,000 new people going on Social Security and Medicare. They're entitled to benefits. They've been told they're entitled to benefits. They've paid into the system, and there's no money there. It's a Ponzi scheme. We're putting out far more than coming in, both in Medicare and Social Security, and they're adding 10,000 people every single day. There's 79,000 baby boomers out there that are going to be demanding, of course, what they're entitled to, and there's no way possible that they can possibly provide what has been promised. And they know that. That's why they had to get through this health care reform bill, so they could begin to ration access to health care for the elderly and let the elderly die.
And that is absolutely correct. And that is going to continue until the American people smarten up and say, who did this to us? And what will bring that about? Empty stomachs. You get a... Today we have 15.7% of all Americans who live below the poverty line. And we have 16% of the elderly who are in the same boat, which is a very high percentage. And that is going to expand because unemployment is going to get worse. Employment is not going to get better. And, you know, I wanted to finish off on Europe. I think in the fall of this year, what we're going to encounter is we're going to see a crisis in Europe because they have a tremendous amount of old debt to roll over, be repurchased, repackaged, and new debt. Most of it's going to come due in the first 6 months of the year. But I think the drag on their economies is going to be so heavy that by the fall, I think the euro and other currencies, but particularly the euro, are going to have some serious problems. It's also going to cause problems for the tremendous amount of debt that has to be rolled over by the U.S. government. And that's why I think we get QE2, is to address that tremendous amount of debt. I think it's $3.8 trillion that has to be rolled over. And one of the interesting things about getting the money to do that is that the countries and other investors in foreign countries have been purchasing our debt. And they won't be able to do that in the hundreds of billions of dollars because they're going to be doing their own. And so the amount of money that's going to flow in to U.S. bonds such as treasuries and agencies has got to be curtailed. I mean, maybe even go down to zero. And that means that the slack is going to have to be picked up somewhere. That's going to make a devastating effect upon the liquidity in the U.S. economy. The Fed is going to end up owning all the Treasury and agency debt eventually. And it may not take long to do that.
But, of course, only way they can do that is to create new money to buy it. Where are they going to get the money otherwise?
Well, that is part of the way. And there's another third crisis, and that's a municipal crisis. I mean, it's very difficult to sell muni bonds right now. And we told people to get out 3 years ago because we could see what was going to happen. The insurers, IMBC, IMBAC is what it's called, and AMBAC, AMBC, AMBAC just went out of business bankruptcy about 3 weeks ago. And they were insuring municipal bonds for the most part. They didn't have any money. It was just a Ponzi scheme. And so they went down. And with them went down the rating of the municipal bonds because the bonds were carrying the AAA rating of the insurer, not their own real rating. So the bonds reverted to their original rating. So if they were at par, they might have dropped to $800 a bond. Something like that. Now you can't get rid of them. And we have hundreds of municipalities. And this is what the Iranians were asking me today. We have hundreds of municipalities, towns, cities, counties, states, that are broke. And so we're going to have a convergence in the fall of this year, I think is generally good timing, what I'm trying to put forth here. And so we're going to have the euro, and these are all problems. The raising of money and its effect on the pure European nations. We're going to have a municipal problem of great import in the United States, and the Federal Reserve is also going to have problems because the book's going to be loaded with $3 or $4 trillion more with a paper that's virtually useless. And we could have the breakdown of the whole system, and the system itself also might come to pass that, as I've described before, a world meeting like at the Smithsonian and the Plaza and the Louvre Accord in the 70s and 80s, and all of the currencies are revalued, devalued against one another. There's multilateral default. And then out of that, they're either going to have to come up with a new international unit backed by gold or a new U.S. dollar backed by gold. We'll see what they do.
Well, my understanding,
but the point is, this is where this is all headed. And the only safe place that you can be is in gold and silver-related assets.
Well, our telephone number is 1-8- 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest this evening is Bob Chapman of the International Forecast. But ladies and gentlemen, the whole world financial system is coming down. Next year, why the nations, 15 nations, are going to have to raise $10.2 trillion to pay off their debts and then their bonded indebtedness and the interest. Where's the money coming from? Well, Bob, and of course, that question is, you know, the figure I've seen, $10.2 trillion, that would be for Europe, the United States, the 15 nations, are going to have to raise $10.2 trillion to pay off bonds that are coming due. And
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Thank you. and you're going to lose for sure. But, Bob, I was reading an article just this evening that apparently there's a fair amount of concern that the Bank of America, this fellow who's putting out the WikiLeaks, has said that he is going to take a large major bank down. He's going to release information that somebody had gotten off the bank's website or off their hard drive. And Bank of America was worried that they might be the one that's targeted. Is there any truth to this? Could the actually release of information take down a major bank? And if it is, which one would it be?
Well, Bank of America certainly is a candidate, and probably the top candidate in the larger banks.
But it's
and
it's,
because they've used it as a dumping ground. And, you know, if anybody's going to get in trouble, it's them. And so it's a fair and easy guess. But who knows? And that information was supposed to have been released here a week or so ago, and we haven't seen it yet. I don't know why. But the point is that people are more and more realizing that the financial system is not the way it's supposed to be. And I think most people don't understand it. They're terrified. They don't want to get involved. They're hoping for the best. And that's human nature. And that would include probably 60% of the people in the population. And then you have the other 40% who's got to think for everybody. And it's always that way in every society in history. And, you know, there are those who meet the challenge, whatever it may be. And we'll have those people. They will rise up, and they'll say, okay, I'll take charge, and this is what we got to do. And they might get lucky and have positive results, and the whole thing may start to turn. But, you know, from an investment viewpoint, and I've been doing this for over 50 years, you don't want to play the game of the professionals, of the bad guys. And the bad guys, essentially, are the big banks and the brokerage houses. I see today, and you remember, I owned my own brokerage house for years, some of these firms won't even take orders for securities that they cannot go in and opportune your order. In other words, you say to the brokerage firm, buy me 1,000 shares of X. And let's say X is selling at $6 a share. And they say, I want to pay 6. And the bid is $5.95 and the offer is 6. They fill your offer naked and go on the bid at $5.95. And if they're lucky, they get filled, and they make 5 cents a share and charge you a small commission, because that's not where the money is for them. It's an opportunity in your order. I'm seeing it in the bigger firms now. And more firms are saying, we won't even take any orders of any kind for stocks that are under $5. And the reason why is they want the money and all of the biggest stocks to keep the stock market up. That's what that's all about. And then you have these services that will send you a free letter, and you think it's a terrific letter, or they make a tape, and you think it's a good tape, and, you know, 95% of what you hear, yeah, that's the way it is. And then they come out with another publication that costs $1,000 or $1,500 or $2,000 a year, and they're going to tell you what to buy. And then they have this super-duper no-lose trading formula for you. And that's where you get stuck. Don't get sucked into it. They're all scams.
Well, if it seems to be too good to be true, you can be sure that it is. There's certainly no easy way to get rich, and especially not in these times. I know so many people are willing to take a flyer. Well, if you're willing to lose the money, fine, but if you're Don't have money to lose, don't take a flyer, because, of course, there's not going to be a chance to recoup your wealth, unfortunately. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. You got a question for Bob, and we'll be talking a little bit about what's going on here in America, what's happening to gold and silver, commodities, as we're seeing the whole structure of finance begin to deteriorate. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest is Bob Chapman. We're talking about what's going on, certainly in the markets, what's happening in commodities. And, of course, Bob, it certainly looks to me like food prices, oil prices, these other things are on the way up. Is that your feeling as well?
It's a flight to quality. We predicted it 11 years ago. We've been long gold and silver related assets, and for those who should be in commodities, we predicted all of this. And what people are doing, particularly professionals, they're taking and moving money into safer areas. They're still playing their trading game, and that's fine. That's what they do for a living. But you're going to see more and more money headed for safety. Safety. And the only place that's safe, really, is gold and silver-related assets. And the public in America is not in the market. Less than 2% of Americans own gold and silver coins and bullion. Now, get this. I have a graph here, and at different times there's been different percentages of people who have been involved in gold and silver shares. In 1921, 28% of investors owned gold and gold mining shares. In 1932, it was 20%. And incidentally, during the 1930s, gold and silver shares went up over 500%. And that was in the deflationary atmosphere. In 1948, 30% owned them. And in 1981, 26%. Today, that figure is 0.80%, or less than 1%. The possibilities for gain in gold and silver-related assets are absolutely enormous. And people don't realize it, and the public is not in the market, and the public still does have money. And once it happens, it's going to be like a deluge. And as John Williams says, if you use real inflation...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Bob Chapman. He was just saying what John Williams says, and I always enjoy what John Williams says. In fact, I appreciated that you had actually run or had a link to my interview with John Williams in your letter. But what is John Williams saying before we go on?
Well, the reflection of real inflation since 1980, when gold was $850, would make gold today $7,700. Now, why isn't it there? Inofficial inflation is $2,400 on gold. And the reason it's not there is that your government and the privately owned Federal Reserve, since 1988, under the Working Group on Financial Markets, an executive order put in place by Ronald Reagan when he didn't know what was going on, that is what they use today to manipulate every market in the world 24/7 and do exactly what they want. And they're going to continue to do it until we stop them, or they run out of gas, so to speak. And that will happen. Believe me, it will happen. And so the suppression of gold and silver prices has gone on for a long time. It, you know, it just didn't happen yesterday. And the government and the Federal Reserve that run this working group in financial markets, which is also known as the plunge protection team, they are the ones who have been suppressing gold and silver to the extent that they've sold off almost all the silver and almost all the gold that they ever had. They and the central banks. We don't know who's got what. And you know why? Because none of them tell the truth about anything. Anything. And so this is where we're headed. And it is vitally important that if you have assets, you must, you absolutely must be in that venue.
All right. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, experience, tragedy, because, of course, what you're seeing is the destruction of the financial system that began in 1913 and then, of course, was delinked from gold back in 1971. And we've been 39 years with a fiat money currency, and it's been wonderful. They can print all the money they want to and certainly expand the money supply. We've been living high on the hog, and we've been borrowing money and creating money. But, of course, if you had $1 million, you borrowed $1 million, you could live very well, too. But what happens when you got to pay the $1 million back? And then if you don't have any money, why, you're in real trouble. And that's exactly what's happening to governments throughout the world, to school boards throughout this country, to fire boards throughout this country, to cities, to counties, to industries. They're all living on borrowed money, and so many Americans are as well. And but now they're holding homes that are worth less than the mortgages. And the mortgages are 10, 20, 30% higher than the current value of the home. And we're in real trouble, and this whole system is going to continue unraveling. You must prepare for the difficult times that lie ahead. The good times we've known are not coming back unless, of course, the Federal Reserve System is done away with. We reestablish tariffs and we begin protecting our industry. But they don't want to protect our industry. The powers that be, the military-industrial media complex, the Brotherhood of Darkness, wants to lower our living standards. You can read their plans. They all sorts of material in Foreign Affairs magazine, November-December issue. Get it. Read the article there by Richard Haass and Robert Altman, and they will tell you exactly what lies ahead. Now, Bob, before we go on, I want you to go ahead and tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the International Forecaster and why they...
Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
It's almost addicting, Daniel, and that when it doesn't come for one reason or another, why you just have...
Hello, and welcome to ID the Future. I'm Casey Luskin with Discovery Institute, Center for Science and Culture. Today we have on the show with us Professor Dominique Halsmer, Dean of the College of Science and Engineering at Oral Roberts University. Dr. Halsmer earned his B.S. and M.S. degrees in aeronautical and astronautical engineering from Purdue University and his Ph.D. in mechanical engineering from UCLA. We have him on the show with us today to talk about his recent paper in the International Journal of Design and Nature and Ecodynamics. The paper is titled The Coherence of an Engineered World, and Dr. Halsmer and his co-authors explicitly argue for an intelligently designed universe and biosphere in the paper. So, Dr.